Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 58. Hey, I'm super excited for this episode. I have guests, of course. Okay. My paintings are in the area. Hey. How are you guys feeling?
This feels really like an addition back to doing podcasts. Okay.
Welcome to Unspoken.
Thank you so
Who's
much.
Gonna first start introducing themselves as? On my
I
right.
Can only start from the right.
From the right.
All right. So, hi guys, the unspoken one.
Speakers. My community is called the speakers.
The speakers community. Yeah. All right. I'm Atino Wasal. Yes. Another podcaster.
Yay.
And I'm so happy to be here today with a witty for the unspoken speakers.
Episode 58.
Okay. Episode 58.
Welcome.
I'm here for it.
Karibu.
Okay.
Hi speakers, Dala Dala is my name. You can call me Dala though. Mm-hmm. I'm a storyteller, visual storyteller, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Can't wait to just, you know, soak in the whole unspoken vibe.
Oh, welcome. Yeah. Dala is like my sister in content creation. As loud as me.
Oh yeah.
And I've been a story vloggers. Sumo vloggers, man.
Please check us out.
Check us out. So I'm super excited for today. And then month after coming.
I know.
Today was a hectic day first month. So thank you guys for being patient. You know how shoot days are so hectic.
Trust me, I have done it. I know what it feels like. It's excruciating, bana. Ume plan which they don't go the way you had planned for, but you still have to do it. Like,
but you're
every
here.
Single time.
So
but
guys,
you gotta upload your mind for the consistency.
Yeah, you know? Thank you.
But then we celebrate you.
Unspoken community is growing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's becoming bigger. First, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for your journey.
Thank you.
Consistency. Making sure you give us content every other week and not twice a week now.
Applause.
Thank you. Let me receive my flowers.
Please.
Thank you. So today's Sunday, you guys. The last episode was the TK Land episode. It's gonna be dropping the other week. But next week, by the way, today you're here because next week is International Women's Day.
Exactly. Yay. The 8th of March.
International Women's Day.
Yes. Wow. Celebrating us women.
Yeah. But before even you get into that, dues gotta be paid. I'm shooting at Lake City Studios, you guys. I'm always hooking you guys up. People always in my DMs, where do you shoot your podcast? Where can you do this? I'm at Lake City Studios. It's opposite KCT, you guys. So if you wanna shoot a podcast, if you wanna record music, there's a music academy, there's a DJ academy, there's a production studio. So all that thing, it's here. Contact them, you guys. I'm gonna leave their contact here so you can contact them. Yeah. And of course, speaker of the week. There's a segment here where I upload speakers of the week. The most active speaker, the most like say an askizan podcast and is always interacting. So the speaker of the week this week is the more you interact and engage, you become the speaker of the week, and maybe you can become an a guest. So speaker of the week today is Movin. Shout out to Movin Achie. I see you guys. But then she's also an aspiring podcaster. So shout out to
Movin. There's space for everyone. Welcome.
The cake is too big.
We cannot eat it.
There's enough of everything.
Yes.
So, we don't get keep over here. Yeah. So shout out to Movin, speaker of the week. Let's get into it. How are you feeling, Osal?
I'm feeling so good. I'm ready.
You're ready. Yeah. What does International Women's Day mean to you?
International Women's Day, for me, it's a day set aside to celebrate women and how far we've come. Because let's speak the truth, we've come from so far. Back in the days, some we didn't even experience as us, this generation. But listening to the stories of women that came before us and the women that came before them and where we are right now, there's so much to celebrate. So Women's Day for me is celebrating women, everything we've gone through, the good and the bad, and just making sure that we keep on going forward together. So that is what it means for Women's Day, and I'm ready.
That's so subdolous. What does International Women's Day mean to you?
I think for me, I don't know if it will sound a bit controversial, but for me, it's pussy evolution. Pussy evolution.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You know, it's like when we get to have that one day to celebrate the divine feminine energy.
Exactly.
It is so beautiful. So, yeah, for me, that's what it means. This being a woman, the fact that I'm a woman, I can do whatever I want as a woman, exactly. I'm being celebrated for it, why not? However, I feel like it should be every day, but it's good if you've got a day.
Because I was telling someone that I'm coming to record an episode today about International Women's Day, and they're like, what is there like International Women's Day though? Please, no?
They created it on Valentine's Day.
No, that is men's conference. That is men's conference, not men's day. There's a men's day, but it's not given as much light.
It's them who don't give it much. I've even forgotten this.
Actually, I hear so many men complain. I hear so many men complaining. Oh, you give so much in it to Women's Day. Women actually give more power to what is about them.
It's about them.
But you people will think I'm controversial also. But hey, if you don't speak for yourself, nobody's going to speak for you. You have to start first, and then we'll pick up the mantle and help you. So unless you start to go up at it and relax with our Women's Day.
So yes. Happy International Women's Day to all the girlies.
Yes. Be on your pink era.
Pink era.
Soft girl.
So this is a girlies episode. It's to my girlies. Mm-hmm. This is to my girlies, to you guys. Mm-hmm. That's why I have my girlies up here. Today's episode, we're just going to be talking about everything girls.
I'm here
because
for
it's
it.
Women's
I'm episode. Here for it.
Everything. And I'm Institute of Feminist.
I'm a feminist.
Do you want us to start about feminism?
I'm a feminist.
I'm not a feminist.
I'm not afraid to say it. I am.
Me, I'm a feminist.
Everything I am today nowadays, is because of feminists.
What, like, I feminist. Used to be like, I didn't like a yesterday.
Okay. The explanation of what feminism is right now is the problem. But to kind of back to the roots.
Because the analogy that I get, I'm always like,
It's a fight against gender of who is better than the other. But looking back at what real feminism is, just supporting women's rights, making sure that women actually get the same resources, the same, like there's a job. Can we also be considered for that? That is what I'm for. But the gender fight right now that is going on, we've watered it down so much, but...
To me, I interpret feminism as being a girl's girl. I'm there for my girl. That's me. That's why I say I'm a feminist.
Exactly.
Being a girl's girl, I'm a girl's girl. Yeah. I'm always going to be on my girl's side.
But remember, being a girl's girl means also calling out girls when they do wrong.
Course, yes.
Not that you know she's a woman. Yeah, we will support her.
Of course, definitely.
Come rain, come sunshine. So,
I think for me, I like your explanation, being a girl's girl, because for me, I can relate to that. But what I don't relate to with feminism, like you were saying, that it's a gender war, because I'm always like, no. You see, by the time you're fighting for something, then you've already lost it. So for me, I always say I'm not a feminism, and I'm an emancipated woman. Mm-hmm. I know that I've not lost anything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will equally fight that right with that dude. At when Italy women let work at the same position, let's say because I'm a presenter, such a year later, of course our voices are different, but I'm not gonna put myself down at I'm a woman, and you know, sisi watu naekelewa, kitu naonelewa. No, bitch, that's not right.
You fight
for that stuff on your own. So for me, I believe feminism is fight knowing that you've already lost it. Emancipation is knowing I've never lost it. Yeah, and you fight for it and you get it.
Oh, I like
period.
That.
But you know, can I just correct something before you can continue? I'm so sorry for this. But Della, there was a time, what you're enjoying right now, that you can apply for a radio job with a man and get it, wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also have to look back
it
at what
happened. It was made possible by people who realized fighting. It is not my problem that I don't have it. I have to fight for it. It was not made possible. Mm-hmm. By people who sat back and felt pity for themselves.
Exactly.
Okay. Who fought for them?
Who fought for it?
Exactly.
And that's emancipation.
Where girls are on fire.
I know.
But as much as you're celebrating International Women's Day, as much as we're all about the girlies, we're girls, but the things that I think us girls, we do that, we should stop normalizing. Mm-hmm. There's something that we do, like I don't totally agree with them. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about things we should stop normalizing as girls.
Ooh.
Things we should stop normalizing. Things just stop normalizing as a girl.
Can I go first?
Please.
Not normalize girls who can't cook.
Please.
The fakest shit ever.
Amepika chapo, alafu akapost kwa mtandao, and then kuna team madam. Ati sisi wenye hatujui kupika chapo, tenge yenu haiko by the way.
Yeah.
Like you were raised by a mom or like a female figure for you to start saying proudly on the internet that you don't know how to cook.
And then people take it as cool.
And it's cool that you're cool. Oh, yeah. That you're cool. You can't cook.
Like, just knowing how to cook for yourself and cook up.
But they have a perfect meal for yourself.
And I think it's a nice thing to say.
Imagine even if your friend doesn't know how to cook. Like, teach your friend. Like, show them. When you say, can't say, manga, maybe there's juke pick up pillow. Like, me, I know. I have friends who, they didn't know how to cook pillow before. Oh, yeah. But they're like, Lola, you make nice pillow. Teach us. I taught them. And nowadays, they cook. So, me, when I feel,
even there's YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah.
And then, Dala, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to be the chef. But there are things, like, girl, you just have to know how to cook that shit. What do you tell me?
You're not asking you to be so
exactly. It's the same way we keep on telling people.
Drill or street.
Things like washing, those are skills you're supposed to have for survival. Same as cooking, because you can't have money for order-ins every other time, for takeout every other time. So at least you have to pick a rice.
Even if you do, girl. But when unataka kutoka hii earth, kwa uju kutoka.
Like, survivors, like... Girl, you need to know how to cook, man.
If
you're watching this, this is your sign to go to the kitchen.
Please. Even for yourself.
Yes.
Even for yourself. Please. Exactly. Zinitu aje, izi indomie peke yake. Mtu anajua kupika indomie peke yake. No. Learn something else. Yes.
Is this something you think you should stop normalizing? Again?
Okay. As girls, I think we should stop normalizing these very weird beauty standards that we have created for ourselves.
Can I say one? Please, sisters. Because what's with the white eyebrow we are seeing on timelines?
Okay, everyone.
Wendo, what is it? What's with the? I'm anything dot kwa shamba.
I like no, you na ibe.
Okay. What's with the white eyebrows? Say it, kona my eyebrows are white, na brown.
Maroon.
Okay, what I'm talking about is not even those, because I know Wendo has this aesthetic of her own, the white hair, white nini, blonde hair. It's not white hair, blonde hair. But what I have a problem with is.
Blonde eyebrows?
These like BBL things.
Did they start having blonde eyebrows?
I have a problem with the BBLs. The lips look like...
nose jobs and lip
air
jobs.
Air has been pumped into them and they're pink. And then one day your ass is very big, the next day it's raining. What the problem I have with them is, okay, the beauty and nini, it's nice to see, okay? But now if things change, okay, we have a new trend that now flat buds are now trending. The reversal effects of it on your life, on your health, is what I have a problem with. So, and society has made it look like we need to keep on getting these things. And even us girls are now putting pressure on ourselves to keep on.
You need to keep up with the beauty standards.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're draining us. But I'm 23-year-old and that looks like they're 50 or 40.
Please. I'm still gushing about not less. What we're Misha Songa kwa another hairstyle. Like, I'm just like, I can't sit to a ratish.
You're too new for slow. You're too new for slow.
But okay, please.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I know.
But you're speaking about beauty standards. This reminded me of something called beauty privilege.
Is
it a thing? Like, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's there. It has been there for a long time, and it's not going to end now. Let's just say the truth. Yeah, it's not going to end right now.
And like, how does it affect us as Chileans?
Okay. Number one, there are girls who are beautiful and there are some very beautiful girls.
I had something controversial from TikTok the other day when I was researching beautiful privilege. Uh-huh. The chick who said, not everyone is beautiful and we should start saying that loudly. Not everyone is attractive.
It's true.
It's true.
And we should stop lying that we're going to say that everyone is created in God's own image. And
there are people that there are people who are beautiful. There are people who are beautiful, Bana. It's not a matter of unajua kuna beauty a beholder, and then there is the beauty that everybody knows about. So yeah, that is just what I'm saying. Like the beauty standards we are putting ourselves into are going to mess us up health-wise so bad that I don't know where we are going to end up. Okay, I'm seeing young girls look like their mothers when in their early 20s, and I hate that for us. Yeah.
I think me for me something we should stop normalizing, which is gonna be controversial. Sorry,
we like the controversy.
Yeah, it's for us, like Chile is normalizing being single.
What?
Single parent, like being single
parent. Oh yeah, what? Single mothers.
We have, like what? Like for me, like me, like we've normalized being
exactly,
single mothers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, adiskuzi kuna click ya. Yes, single moms. Oh yeah. Adikuna single moms club. Like we've normalized. Exactly. Like your tradition, your family, it has totally been trashed out.
Yeah.
That I'm sorry, family I don't tradition think... has been trashed.
Like of course, kuna different circumstances that led to that being. But yeah. It has like it, of course, yeah.
But not the it thing.
But
now.
Some people have just normalized like I'm single mom. Like single moms, like kuna di single moms club. Like people have normalized like raising children alone. Like for six single moms. Like your tradition, your family, like it has really been trashed out. But and they think like no, we should just go back.
Exactly. And I know much,
of course, kuna. Some circumstances in Yezimifanya, of course. Exactly. But apart from the circumstances, people have just normalized being single moms
And then just saying, telling people, I'm a single mother. I know one, and yet the man is providing. Strong, you're not together.
Yeah.
You're not together, but he is providing, but she's calling herself a single mother. You know, a single mother means it's you taking care of this baby alone and with all their needs and everything. But this is someone you're not together with. Yes, you broke up, okay, which is allowed. You can have kids with people and then the love just ends and then everyone goes their different directions. But as long as this person is still helping you pay the bills, or stop calling yourself a single mother, please.
Like,
it's not, it's not
what's happened to
let's
family.
Give our kids both parents experience.
If you have the capacity, you can give your kids both
and parents. There are so many single mothers
right now.
Of what guy our age means.
Some people
God.
Are even doing it by choice.
By choice.
Like I know very well. I let's say I'm dating a guy and I'm like, now I don't want to be a wife, but nataka watu wako juu jinsi zako zinakaa. I want kids. Once I get the kid, because I don't want to go to Kenyatta and buy a sperm.
Did you talk to this guy? Amma, you just got pregnant and then
I wanted to get pregnant by him, but then I leave him because I want a child, but I don't want a man. People are really doing that a lot now. A lot of ladies are getting pregnant and they know, I mean, nataka tu mtoto. But
if you're doing that, but you're communicating to this guy that Mimi and I want a kid, but I don't want the whole thing.
But some people
because
don't
that is using someone. That is using someone, and you can be taken to court for it.
Another thing that I think I feel like us ladies, we need to stop normalizing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one goes like to our society, but we need to stop normalizing women being taught how to package themselves as wives. While men are not being taught how to package themselves as husbands. But now every growing up unambuanga tu bedmaber ka vizuri msichana fai kusema utaoleka na nani sijui fanya nini unatufaa kujua kupika ugali because utaenda huko utarudishwa. But I'm like, I used to get,
our moms
used to
tell
get
us
so
that.
Much statements from this, but I never used to hear my brothers or my cousins or being taught, by the way, unafaa kufanya hivi because you need to package yourself as a good bro. We need to stop that.
Definitely.
I totally agree. And my point,
that's the thing that makes us women start normalizing being wives to girl, to boyfriends. Pull up kwake unaona woman. Hata uji uncle yangu wa pili unajonga tu sister yangu mwenye sule wana wewe pia na yeye. You don't even know my uncle, but you want me to perform wife duties?
Oh, at a girlfriend's budget.
Bye.
Stop normalizing that.
Yeah, we should. We definitely
na
madem
wote wenye wanafanya hiyo shit. You're a pick me.
You're a pick me.
Pick me.
That's crap.
But it's not bad doing things for your mom.
Out of love.
Out of love.
Not out of, actually, I'm a woman. I'm supposed to be.
I'm a wife material.
But I'm
a
buka siko siya nakulanga. Siya noshanga mamu. Yeah.
Dala.
Out of love.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. My point, I think I'm next, right? On what we should stop normalizing is the survival mode era.
Struggle.
As women.
I'm a girlfriend.
You're so used to struggle to a point when you get someone who is giving you soft girl, you're like,
you're doubting.
And then we are getting to a point.
I mean, if you want to talk about your infection, I was like, bro, who you want to go to?
Like,
why are you being so nice?
Exactly. You know, I saw this chick on Instagram. She posts, she's a housewife. Okay, and the husband is lavishing her with everything, all trips, vacations, and people are like, oh, so all you're doing is cooking and staying in the house. Yeah. Oh, you're just there for the man's money. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. That is how these two people have decided to keep it. Yeah. There's something this woman is doing that this man has decided.
Yeah. She deserves
everything I'm giving. Yeah. So don't also look at someone's post and someone's life. Their husbands or boyfriends have put them in an inn. And then you're like, you just want to see them struggle so much because you're used to struggling on yourself. So let's not normalize our struggle mode. There's time for struggle, but there's time for you to also enjoy the fruits of your struggle.
And in that light, you know, let's also stop normalizing projecting our fears into our girls, onto our friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like you know very well something didn't work out for you with someone or even a job or what, but your friend is out here trying to do the same thing, and then you're projecting your fear on a member when
I was making it. So
if you're gonna be a girl's guy, you have to write for your girls all the way. Was it projecting? I'm saying,
and then the survival mode is also tied to the bare minimum thing. You accept the bare minimum so much. And normalize it like it's not normal.
I saw a quote on Instagram just last night that said, treat yourself, don't treat yourself, treat yourself with high regard and keep that as bare minimum.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like your high regard, you're going to bare minimum. Yeah. So anyone who falls short of that,
you can please fall off
the dog.
But also. Don't find someone who can't give you that standard and now force them to give you that standard. That is also what I say. Okay, so in as much as Pietruna keep up with our standards and not getting used to the survival mode, let's also remember, don't get someone's child. When you're easy, keep up with your standards and then you want to put those standards on them ili waku providee. So get what you deserve. Don't go for someone who doesn't have that.
Pressure.
Exactly. Don't give anyone pressure to keep up with your standards. Mm. If you can't get it for yourself, I always say this, if you can't get it for yourself, stop giving another person pressure to get it for you. Yes.
Okay. Mm. You mentioned earlier, by the way, you talked about beauty standards, and it got me thinking, like, there's something called pretty privilege.
Oh, yeah.
Has it affected you? Have you experienced pretty privilege? Have you experienced pretty privilege?
I think I've experienced it. But for me, I've experienced it in a very weird, like the complete opposite way. What's the opposite of privilege?
Disadvantage.
Yes. Uh-huh. So now me, I've witnessed someone being victimized because they're pretty.
They're pretty.
You get, yes.
Oh,
someone
yeah.
Just because they're pretty. And I'm like, as much as you talk about pretty privilege, of course it's there. There's some chicks when you're in your life, they will get their way through because of the nyawanaka.
Yeah.
But also there's some people who, a lot of them, people take advantage of them during msupu.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, I look some type of way, someone feels the right to, you know, talk to me, touch me, make a comment.
Yeah.
So me when I say my nyawanaka to 50-50, sometimes they get the privilege. Yes. They might get the, you know, the office at the corner, but sometimes getting there got them something else.
Okay, my question is, using it in favor of yourself now.
Yeah, why not? I would use it.
Thank you.
several times.
If you ever have a chance to use what you have to get what you want, please
do it.
Go ahead and do it. There is no need. There's no dignity in kuteseka kupata something.
Akuna trophy ya kuteseka.
Yes, exactly. Someone is offering you a job because you're pretty. Unajua, there are jobs that kama kukua hair hostess. They want the prettiest. Please go.
Like, pick these people. You're don't feel some type of way at all.
I'm a promo. Who has ever done promos a pombe? Who could experience pretty privilege with Baya Sana? Unambiwa kwanza light skin privilege and pretty.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay, it's there.
It's there.
There are always going to be pretty people and they are always going to get some advantage. And I think it's just about time we get used to it. And can we just move on?
Yeah.
Hata unapenda vitu mzuri mzuri. So wacha kulia mtu mzuri akipata kitu.
Anyway, apart from things just we are normalizing. I hope you guys have noted. You guys, I hope you're not. I have a segment here on a spoken where 5 under 5.
Oh.
5 questions under 5 seconds.
Whoa.
I get to ask you guys random questions. Are you guys ready?
Oh God, I'm so bad at this kind of questions. But let's go.
Yeah. But
whether it's that
it's
okay.
Like, what does financially stable look like to you?
Financially stable.
Yeah.
financially stable.
Mm, what does it look like?
Oh my God, I can just walk into LC Waikiki and buy anything and not be scared of the M-Pesa balance.
Mm. Yeah. Or order food without looking at the menu.
Yeah.
the fries.
Oh,
you
know, yes.
A drink you can't pronounce just because you feel like.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that, for me, the fact that I can spend money without worrying.
I want to get money so I don't do that.
True.
What does friendship math mean to you?
Friendship math. There's a friendship math.
Let me tell you my example of my friendship math. Like when I'm out with my friend,
mm-hmm.
when you want to go to the bathroom, I'm gonna go to the bathroom with you.
We're
gonna go to the bathroom together.
For real?
All friendship right. math.
Okay.
Like when you're out together.
Yeah.
Like in fact, if you're my friend and you're going on a date with a dude for the first time, mm-hmm. I'm gonna look at the dude's number plate. And like
so Nikama codes
like
the girl codes okay
like
okay
for you. What does friendship math mean to you?
What I have is one a very we go out together and we agree that it's girls night out, we are friends. Please don't let a man come and then mataka kujibeba one by one as you leave.
You have to stay together.
Because I'm the one that will stay up to the last minute. So imagine everybody's gone, nimebaki kwa tebo peke yangu. Please girls, ladies, this segment is for ladies. Mm. Let's not do that. Girls night.
Another friendship math for me is like, we are like, if you're friends, you don't have to talk daily. We're all grown.
Oh,
we have responsibility.
Yeah,
when you need me, holler at me. I'm be there. Like, that's friendship.
But also don't disappear for way too long. When there are these friends that when you need their help, they'll never be available.
Yeah.
But when they need yours, they are there. True. That is not friendship.
For me, a friendship math has to be like, my friend has to feel that I'm a safe space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's always borderline for me. Like, and I always, if someone, like, let's say we are friends and then I feel some type of energy from you,
mm-hmm.
I won't even like start resenting you because I feel too, kuna venye umse, I feel me in a safe space. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to try to force myself to be a safe space. Nitajitoa tu pole pole, you get.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that's always like a code. Like, I need to feel like banana zaka kudipendea wewe. And I also want you to feel like.
You can depend on.
Yes, dala ni mse I can count on.
But you also don't force your friends to tell you what they don't want to say. To disclose whatever it is they don't want to say.
How many there are some people like us?
In
a different level of friendship. In a depend. Kuna watu wengine hata
maybe they feel like ni private I want to see. If you feel like
I think for me it depends level of friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another question. What's the smallest inconvenience that can ruin your day? What's the smallest inconvenience that can ruin your day?
Oh my God, take away my glasses.
When you forget your glasses at home. My day is when I forget my glasses at home, I feel so bad.
Me too.
What can ruin my day?
Lack of internet.
True.
Oh, yeah. That is the basis of everything. You wake up in the morning, it's...
electricity, KPFC.
Oh, yes.
Lack of electricity too. Internet.
Imagine what you're asking me, Mazima. Okay.
What's the loudest lesson you've learned? The loudest and hardest, like painful, the most painful lesson you've learned. Let me start. The hardest and most painful lesson I've learned is just because you're a good person doesn't mean everything good is gonna happen.
Exactly.
So
I think that is for all of us. Like sometimes the best people experience the worst things, and then you're like,
bad things happen to good people.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you're like, no. Oh God. And then I also have learned this. Our timelines are all different. Inaenda kukuuma ukiangalia beshte yako you went to Kampo with. They're in their best jobs.
You're
getting
comparing yourself
then you're
them.
Comparing yourself, and it's about time. I just learned our timelines are very different, and you just have to accept it, whether you like it or not.
I think another loudest lesson I've learned is don't tell people your business. Move in silence. My last episode, you guys, was about moving in silence.
Oh yes. Don't tell people everything about you.
For me, the loudest thing that I've learned that was so painful for me is. At the end of the day, every human is their own best friend, is their own person.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really know someone. You remember? Can only know what the perception or but you can't really even
know the insides. Yes.
You can't really tell.
Yes.
And for me, when I realized that, like, it was just a super game changer for me, because any lini make me feel, oh, okay, the only thing I can control is me, you know. So life starts becoming a bit easier. Kuna unajua kuna vitu zingine za kakusumbwende, like, I want this person to do this, or so you want your boss to do this, but then you realize, oh my god, I can't control that shit. Yeah.
Have you noticed that was the jinxing things also? Mm. Jinxing things before they happen also leads to them not happening.
You've jinxed it.
Yeah, you have a plan, you talk about it.
Another loudest and painful one. Oh my god, this one. Like, someone can truly wish you, can be wishing for you to get something good, and then when you get that thing, they're upset about it. I experienced it and I was like, oh, but you really wanted me to get this. Like, you'd pray about it, we'd talk about it. Now that I have it.
No, there's the idea of you having it, and then now there's. She has it.
Yeah. But even with it's not supposed to be that way. Award,
yeah.
And then I won it.
Yeah.
Because of that.
I know.
She never even told me congratulations.
And when you were applying, she was like, yay, she was rooting for you to win.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I won,
we are going to win regardless.
Let me tell you, like, we were talking about, like, before I got, like, my baby, with this friend of mine, we were talking, and me, I used to be the girl for Ami, I will never have children. So when I got my baby, and then I told this friend of mine, you know,
they cut you off.
To date. Like, my boy is 3, bro. To date.
What was the on issue? You having your own baby?
Mr. Kim Toi, all of a sudden, I'm pregnant. It should be like, oh my god, congratulations. Oh my god, okay, what happened?
What happened? Give me the story.
And I'm always like, wait,
that is weird.
She, like, she didn't, like, really want you to have a baby.
Yeah, like, she really didn't want me to. And she really liked the fact that I'd say, I don't want.
Stay away from such people.
You know, I can always say, oh, Mr. Hagile, but maybe it's just from the near kukapa moja. And then you'll want it.
Another world unfolds as it should. It's why stress. Everything is happening as it should.
Sazingine enda slow.
Like, yep, this is what was meant to happen.
Sazingine enda so slow and you're like, oh God, can you just go a little bit quicker?
Even me, anyway, that's it. Next, we're going to talk about Galma. You guys, Galma.
I
know you guys have been seeing Galma trending on TikTok. It's basically making poor financial decisions.
Yeah. But and people have normalized it and they don't think Galma. It should be.
Literally saving some little coins.
So what's
which is not really saving some which little really coins saving, in the long run. Yeah.
But it depends.
Oh, yeah.
What's your Galma?
One of my Galma is, I have a, when the, know how they need price tags from 1,000 bob to maybe it was 1,000 bob, but now they're written 999.
Yeah.
And I keep telling myself, oh, it's way cheaper. How about you take another one? And then the bit where the shipping cost. And then I'm like, okay, one, if I buy one, it's 200, for example, the shipping cost. But if I get two, I can still get it at the same shipping cost. So I have saved. Let's get two. Yeah. Which in the long run is not really saving.
Yeah.
But najembeka kwa kichwa, I have saved. Yes. Two items, the same shipping cost.
Ah, by the way, even me, when I'm buying, in fact, clothes online, I buy it in bulk.
Skincare.
I buy in bulk.
So two men are the same.
I paid delivery fee once.
That's which is not really saving.
That's it's not. That's girl math.
Until you pay delivery fee once.
Yes.
Okay. For me, is thrifting. Like, najiambia venye, I have 3K. Let me just go to, let me go to Kibuye and get some stuff. Nchenda uko, but I'll end up in my spend 6K. But then in my mind, I'll be telling myself that nimeenda kuthrift.
And you also lie to yourself at him.
At least
you also lie to yourself at him. I'm not just sit and buy any other anytime
soon.
So let me just do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as a matter of my job, I end up on the condition next month. So let me just get these boots now to that next month when it's raining.
I'm ready for the rainy season. Who has this problem of? Okay, another girl math I have is the M-Pesa paying in card and paying in cash thing.
It's more painful.
Eh, but na mimi kulipa in cash, but na nito nikona tao na ona natoa sombili.
Okoa.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have M-Pesa, nikona airtime, nikona money kwa M-Pesa, but bitch is not gonna buy airtime. I'm just gonna okoa. And then he collect but oh. She shit nenda kunipata.
Mimi,
you know, last week I had to abandon one of my lines. I was like, nope, I'm not paying all this money. Oh, yeah. Buy a new line.
Okay.
Because you know, but I'm like, mimi don't need to me. See me leave it to
me. I have a problem paying in cash. Neza kuona at a 5k in yeah. I don't want to lose that 5k. Once nimetoa thao from that nini, I'm like,
Misha,
there's some money out.
Me, no,
but M-Pesa I am okay.
Me, when I start using cash, I think I'm being broke. I'm about to be broke.
Exactly.
I'm about to be broke.
Exactly.
When I start transacting with cash, I'm sabai kuna mlipa na cash. Kuna 15 nikupetu.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to be broke. No, I'm about to be broke.
I don't like touching on my cash, Nini. It keeps me safe. This
but
security.
When transacting with M-Pesa bank, like you don't feel
the I'm so fast at transacting with M-Pesa. Mm. I don't feel like money metoka kwa nini yangu, no. But quick exchange tao, it
really another girl 800.
Let me see, another girl math for me.
Uh-huh.
Girl math for me is buying wigs in, like buying wigs.
Oh, yeah.
Girl math, buying wigs. There's a time when you don't have money to make your hair.
Yeah.
You wear
oh, my God, let me tell you the girl math. I did not that you mentioned hair. Locks.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be like cheaper, like
oh,
right now,
yeah.
I won't have to, you know, buying braids every month looking for hairstyle, boy.
So many people think that.
What they don't, yeah.
So many people think that.
Yeah,
locks are so expensive.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
One, especially when there's starter locks like
oh,
this. After
yeah.
like every 2 weeks,
you're it's supposed to do
so you really
retouch.
Need to redo it. You need to calculate the cost. I'm like, okay, this thing.
It's way, way expensive than braids.
Yeah.
Oh God!
See, I said, I'll be buying my wigs. If I don't have money to make my hair, or
mm-hmm.
I feel lazy making
uh-huh.
my hair, I'm gonna put
you,
on my
you
wigs.
Put on wigs. Yes. And I also have this girl where I think every problem I have can be solved by buying myself something.
Yeah.
I feel a little
but
depressed. Let's go make our nails.
Therapy is a thing. It's a thing, even me.
But it's not supposed to
do,
be normalized.
Another girl math that I do. Is like a tiny kenda super, like when I know, let's say I have something like drinking chocolate or like
mm-hmm.
Renko in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, ikienda kuisha, nikienda kubai, sendi kubai the tin. I just buy the sachets and then,
oh.
And then nikienda kuchukua hizi masashe, unajipata tena umechukua spices zingine that you didn't have.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Technically, if I went to buy the sachet at Renko,
uh-huh.
but I've added curry powder that I didn't have, I've spent money that
oh,
I could have just
yeah.
used to buy that. Right
exactly.
Now. Your mother making sense.
Oh, but we ladies will always make bad financial decisions and give it an excuse.
To rising better. To making
okay.
good decisions.
For me, another girl math is when I hit something or when I hate something
mm-hmm.
that I can't buy, like I can't buy it because
mm-hmm.
I hate it. But when someone buys it for me,
you're okay.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. When someone else, because it's not my money.
Oh yeah, you've not spent
not
your money on it.
Yeah, I've not spent my money.
Do people have this thing where if I lend you money and then you give me back after a while,
yeah.
I don't feel like it's my money. I feel like it's money gifted
yeah,
to
yeah,
me
yeah,
so
yeah.
I say bad financial decisions let's
what?
Go eat pizza
like
yes.
when you lend someone money and then
yeah.
they give it back to you
maybe a week
later.
I don't feel like this was
it
my money
pinched.
It was supposed to be
totally,
cause
yeah.
it wasn't
like
in my
money.
Hey,
feel
it
like
feels like
new
money
even me.
Gifted
like new money
so
gifted.
We can spend it anyhow
yeah,
okay mm. this is money I didn't put in my plans and whatever so I'm like mm. this is new money. Someone just gifting me money.
Let me ask you guys a question. Now that we're talking about girl math, how do you people always handle like somebody else's perfume or lotion? I know!
From head to mgu.
Because if it's someone's lotion,
mm-hmm.
oh my God. I will pack your serum, but mine.
One. You tell someone, feel like a dog, please.
I'm done.
Kwanza my
oh yeah
moisturizer
yeah
kwanza when your skincare is really expensive
skincare is expensive right at the moment
you miss you
oh yeah
yeah
that's just
like
I think that's
my,
major for
major.
Me yeah.
Yeah. Yeah
apart from money do you have girl maths in your relationship wise you judge everybody except that one man that does the worst.
I don't know if
things.
This is girl math, but me if a dude we wanna meet with a dude maybe for a first date
mm-hmm.
and he like invites me for a club,
yeah.
I ain't going.
Deal breaker.
Like ah, na figure someone no, this dude is not for me. Like
why
your first
meet
up
club
is in a
so
club.
Noisy
like your first meetup is in a club.
You can't even talk.
Mm-hmm. it's not.
Okay.
It's not
me, for me, a deal breaker for me is you ask me, you ask for a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You're chatting me online and you ask for a photo and I'm like,
oh yeah. Well, you can Google. I think that really, we like, love that in 2010.
My Instagram.
For example, maybe a photo is a DP. Bro.
Yeah.
My DP.
Yeah. That's always like,
I think that we left that in 2020. We don't do that anymore.
Or you
want
to start a conversation with my status. Like, you haven't talked
like
to me
haven't talked for a while.
Yeah, then
and now when I post
photo,
myself looking pang.
I am guilty of that.
Yeah.
I'm guilty
me,
of that.
Me, I hate those people. Because I don't even, I blue tick you.
But come on, let me just say this. Let's think of this. You don't normally talk much, but they put out a DP that looks nice. It's okay to
tell. But you haven't been talking.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with me telling you.
Like,
you look nice.
Good, my status. See, you just come now on the inbox now when you chat. It's like, hi, it's been a minute since we spoke. How are you doing?
But it starts for me telling you you look pretty in that picture.
So if you didn't see me, you wouldn't have. Yeah,
maybe
you wouldn't have checked up on me. Hollered.
No. Come on. There, you have people in your contact list. Let's say the truth that you don't talk to every other day. Okay,
no,
but they're still your people. Okay. I have people that I don't talk to every other day. But when I see they've done something, I'm like, oh, congratulations. Like on LinkedIn. Oh, congratulations on that. But we don't talk on a daily. It's acceptable.
It is.
Come on. I don't need to talk to the 100 and something people by phone every other day. Nah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's girl math.
Yeah. Guys. I think we've wrapped girl math.
So you guys, if you're a speaker, you're a Chile, you're a chick, I hope you've learned something.
Oh,
from things you should stop normalizing as girls.
Because that is very important.
Yeah. And some girl math to survive the economy of Kenya.
Oh, yes.
Survive the economy of Kenya.
So zinakuagaza kusurvive ama zinakuagaza kutu into the pits of economic distress. Even further. Yeah.
So, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You're going to be watching this episode on Women's Day. So, happy International
Women's Day!
To all our girlies. Remember to support girlies. Be a girl's girl, man.
Yeah.
Be a girl's girl. Ati Miss Nanga Mabishi Madem.
I hate that thing, by the way, you are too.
I'm Miss Nanga Madem.
Can only be.
You're the drama! You are the drama.
Okay.
So thank you guys for coming. I hope you enjoyed. How was it?
I've had a good time.
I've had a good time.
I love that she's crazy. I like your crazy, Dala. I love your crazy.
And I've learned a lot of things from the two of you.
Same.
Thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for pulling up. Thank you for your patience. It's been a heck of a shooting day today, guys. Mm-hmm. You just have no idea. But thank you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Social media.
You make
at Dala on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I'm way cooler on TikTok.
Oh, nice.
On TikTok, I'm Wasal Fitness content. Yes, but I have the Loud Voice podcast on YouTube.
Check it out.
IG. So check that out.
Interact with me on social media at Awina Witi at Unspoken Podcast KE.
Yes.
That's what's up. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Remember to interact with me on my social media platforms at Awino Awiti and at Unspoken Podcast KE, guys. But they have a till number, you guys. Nikona till number. Shamelessly. Well, I was told that never be shy to ask for help.
Yeah.
Ask your community. So I have a till number. Pay bill. A till number. I'm going to put it here. So if you want to support our channel, support our community. Yeah, you
support,
can do that.
Support, like, share, subscribe.
Yeah. But this subscribe, you guys.
Yay,
subscribe to YouTube. Remember, you can also listen to the audio episodes on Spotify every Wednesday. New episodes, by the way. New episodes drop every Wednesday and Sunday. You guys, two episodes. That's how I love my speakers, y'all. Two episodes, Wednesday and Sunday. Tune in for that. Thank you, Asal. Thank you, Dala.
Had a nice time.
See you guys. Keep safe. Keep it unspoken. Adios.